good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, for the expression of the fact that in you we live, we move, and have our being. I thank you, Lord, Father, because if it were not for you, there is nothing in this world that will make sense. Because the Bible says, from the foundations of the world, the Lamb was slain. And for that reason, we can stand and have hope in this life and in the life beyond. We do ask and pray, Lord, as we discuss, you will speak to us. Lord, touch us from your word. Let us know exactly as you want us to. For in Jesus' name we pray. Okay, it's good to see you this morning, very quickly, and I've been told I have a very short time. So I'll do my best to rush through. But let me tell you what is my desire. My desire here today is that somebody here will learn something and somebody's life will be changed. Okay, today we'll quickly take our text. We're talking about financial intelligence. We'll take our text from Matthew 25. And we'll find out that financial intelligence is in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible, like I say. All you need to do is look for it and you'll find it. And like I've been learning and God has been teaching me recently, everything you look at in the Bible, if you look at it with the eye of reading history or judging a script, you may miss many things. But John 5:39 says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. He says, but this same thing they spoke about me. What was he telling them? He was saying, every time you look into the scriptures, you will be missing many things if you are looking in the scriptures without looking for me. Are you following? And today we'll be looking with an understanding of who Christ is with respect to our finances. Matthew 25. There's a very interesting story there from verse 14. And we'll share it and discuss it. This will be as practical as possible. Okay, Matthew 25:14. I will read from the Message version. If anybody has, I usually carry four versions of the Bible per time. But I'll read from the Message version. If you have it online, please let us see it on the screen. It is also like a man going on an extended trip. If I read it from the New King James Version, verse 14 says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man. Meaning that what we're about to discuss is kingdom principles. Tell your neighbor, kingdom principles. We're saying all we will be sharing will be how it should be done with respect to the kingdom. Meaning that if there's a way you've been doing it before and it's not exactly like this, then maybe you've not been doing it the kingdom way. And what was this about? Jesus Christ loves speaking in parables because he had said to his disciples at a point, I will speak to them in parables. To them in parables I will be given. But to you will be given the hidden truths of the kingdom of God. So what we are going to do today is we are going to try and open up the truth in the parable. And exactly as Christ wants us to know is what we'll be sharing. He says it's also like a man going off on an extended trip. He called his servants together and delegated responsibilities. To the one, he gave $5,000. To another, $2,000. To a third one, $1,000, depending on their several abilities. Then he left. Right off, the first servant went to work and doubled his master's investment. The second did the same. But the man with the single thousand dug a hole and carefully buried his master's money. After a long absence, the master of those three servants came back and settled up with them. The one giving the $5,000 showed him how he had doubled his investment. His master commended him. Good work. You did your job well. From now on, be my partner. The servant with the 2,000 showed how he also had doubled his master's investment. His master commended him. Good work. You did your job well. From now on, be my partner. The servant giving 1,000 said, Master, I know you have high standards and hate careless ways, and that you demand the best and make no allowances for error. I was afraid that I might disappoint you, so I found a good hiding place and secured your money. Here it is, safe and sound, down to the last cent. The master was furious. That is a terrible way to live. It is criminal to live cautiously like that. If you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? The least you could have done would have been to invest the sum with the bankers, where at least I would have gotten a little interest. Take the 1,000 and give it to the one who risks the most, and get rid of this play safe, who won't go out on a limb. Throw him into outer darkness. Praise God. I'm sure some people are wondering, is it the same thing in my Bible that is reading? Okay, because sometimes we have never read the Bible in contemporary English, so we never really know what it's talking about. What happened? There was a gentleman who we know is God, but it's a parable. He was going one day, and then he delivered his talent to the people. He delivered his talent. Some he gave 5, some he gave 2, some he gave 1. But that's where I'll start. God gave them his talent. If you read it in King James, many times you think, maybe it's just the talent of singing, or the talent of drumming, or the talent of music. Talent in the Bible means, and if you check the explanation and the interpretation, it means money. He gave them bags of money. Listen, what we must first know as the principle is that God owns everything. Principle 1, with respect to finances. God owns everything. The Bible says in Luke chapter 12, it says the ground of a wealthy man. Sorry, I'm not too good at staying up. I like coming down. Am I allowed? Okay, thank you. It says the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty. And the man said to himself, I will tear down my barns and build new ones. And then I will say to myself, soul, relax, be satisfied. Just enjoy the things you have made up. And the Bible says, somebody told him, says, thou fool, for tonight your soul will be asked of you. You know why he was a fool? Simple. Because the Bible says, the ground of a certain rich man. It didn't say, the ability of a certain rich man. It didn't say, the understanding of a certain rich man. It didn't say, the education of a certain rich man. It didn't say, the wisdom of a certain rich man. He said what? The ground. In some other versions, it says, the field of a certain rich man. Sir, who owns the field? Ma, who owns the field? God. God owns the field. If you don't believe, go to Psalms chapter 24 verse 1. The Bible says what there? It says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell in it. So the first thing we must know is God owns everything. He owns everything. Sometimes we live like we want to go out there and take the things that are for the enemy. We want to bring them into our space. So we say, I'm praying that all my blessings that are in the hands of the enemy, Father, I collect it. All my star or whatever that are in the hands of the enemy, it reverses back to me in Jesus' name. Listen, those prayers are not based on the scriptures. They are spiritual exercise that leads to nothing. Because the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If in him we live, we move, and have our being, it means that we have everything, because everything is God. So once you understand that, you know that he is the one that can give you whatever you desire. And listen, he says, he gives to them according to their several ability. Did you see that there? He says he gives to them according to their several ability. Tell your neighbor, number 2, your ability determines your capacity. God does not all give us equally. He gives to us according to our ability. It's the reason why he gave some 5. He gave some other one 2. He gave somebody else 1. It is based on their ability. Your ability will determine your capacity. If your ability is like this, God will not give you like this. He will give you according to that ability. Tell your neighbor, increase your ability. Tell them, increase your ability. Your capacity is waiting for your ability. Listen, God does not waste. He does not waste his resources. He does not. The reason why some of us have not, you know, sometimes I ask myself, of what benefit is my being a New Testament Christian? if it will not allow me to have the same or even greater level of understanding of the world and the workings of this world according to the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says, now I have the mind of Christ. The Bible says, angels long to look into the things I look at now. The Bible says, Abraham saw my day as far as Jesus was concerned. He saw it from a long way off, from afar off, and he was glad. I have seen the benefit of that day, and I have been giving the scriptures. So why don't I move in a way that makes a lot more sense than those in the world will move? You know the difference? The difference is because my ability is small. Tell your neighbor, increase your ability. Oh, there was the second man who prayed in the scriptures. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. You know? And the reason is because he looked at it and said, if I look at where it is I am, and if I look at the things from the natural point of view, there's nothing I'll amount to. But if I understand that God owns everything, and he can expand it, then I'll ask him, and he'll give me. What am I saying? I'm saying the root of finances is in God. Make no bones about it. Anybody anywhere may have wealth, and this is not Christianese. But listen, the root of finances is in God. In fact, there was somewhere where God was telling someone, he says the silver and the gold, they are mine. Do you understand? That even if you bring it down to physical, I will agree that I own the world. But if you bring it down to physical, they are mine. He says the cattle on 1,000 hills, so that you can feel it, flesh and blood, they are mine. And this is saying, if you have increased ability, you will be able to receive. But listen, our capacity will vary from thing to thing. And that's why I have a few things there. One of the things we'll look at today is what is our dependability. Listen, your dependability is one of your abilities. I said increase your abilities. Today we'll talk a lot about the abilities. The first ability we'll talk about is your dependability. The Bible says, that certain man gave unto his servant talents. He gave them bags of money. $5,000, $2,000, $1,000. Let me tell you what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that you've been born on earth, it means God has given something to you. It is then your own responsibility to determine how dependable you will be with his resources. You know, many times we don't understand that we are only stewards. We don't own anything. Many times. We don't understand that we don't own anything. And we read the scriptures, but we don't behave like that. We only listen to the letter. We don't really listen to it. The Bible says we have brought nothing into this world. What will happen? We will certainly, it says, and it is certain that we will take nothing out just in case you brought something into this world. You may have brought something just in case. You ordinarily should not have brought anything. But just in case you brought something into this world, it is certain that you will take nothing out. What does that mean? It means we must understand our positioning on earth. Some of us who are believers behave as if this is home. And when we pray, we talk about home somewhere else. But when you understand that I'm only occupying this space, it is not home. I'm here for a bit, and I'm going to go back home. Our manner and conduct will be different. We will be more dependable. Listen, it is easy for us to behave anyhow. Sometimes, when we don't understand it. But let's assume that you were sent to the United States of America as an ambassador. You are the ambassador of Nigeria to the United States of America. Is that how your behavior will be from then on? Will you have a particular conduct, ma? Why? Because you know that I am the representation of Nigeria here. I met a particular brother. He was born in the UK. His father was a diplomat. He was born in the UK. While his father was a diplomat in the UK. And he went back after a few years to collect his UK passport. Because at that time, when you get born in the UK, he was in the 70s, you become a citizen. And they told him, they said, sir, no, you can't get a UK passport. He said, why? He said, I was born here. He brought his birth certificate, the hospital, everywhere. They said, no, you were born in Nigeria. He said, no, tell me where I was born in Nigeria. I know the location of the Nigeria. I was born here. He said, no, no. He said, for as long as your father was a representative of Nigeria diplomatically to the United Kingdom, he came to the United Kingdom as an extension of Nigeria. So anybody that is born in that home, regardless of where they are born, was born in Nigeria, even though he was born in the UK. And so they didn't give him a UK passport. And we do not know as Christians that that is the space we occupy on earth. So when I come here, it doesn't mean when he was in the UK, he ate, he went to school, he did everything. Yes, I'll do everything. He will buy clothes and do that. But with an understanding that I'm here simply as a representative. If I'm a representative, the country that sent me is the one that takes care of me. Hello? Do you know why this is fundamental? Because if this is not, if we don't get this right, they will begin to look at, talk as, about it as if that when you live here, then you know favor will happen to you, then you meet with favor on the road, favor is the man that is going down the street, favor is driving beside you, favor will come and knock on your door. Hello? The person that sent you is favor. Which favor are you looking for again? The problem is an understanding of it. The guy who is the ambassador sent to that space does not bother how we eat, does not bother where we need their work, because the home country takes care of everything. Once you have an understanding, then we can delve into finances proper. Do we understand? Is there anybody that understands? If you don't understand, don't worry. After the service, pastor can conduct, he can conduct a transfer from the kingdom you are in, from the country, to the country I'm talking about. Because some people are talking as if they don't know the country I'm talking about. It's because I'm from another country, and that's why I'm talking about that. So I have absolutely no worry. I get concerns from time to time, yes. But when it gets to the peak, I said, Father, you sent me here. You need to take care of it. And it happens. But let's go on. What is dependability? Dependability means the ability to be a good steward. I know that I've been given something. Money especially, I will handle it as if it is not mine. I am only a steward of it. Some of us handle money like it's our money. I work hard to earn the salary. Sir, don't be deceived. There is no amount of work you will do that will earn you a salary except God allows it. You don't understand? That you got the job in the first place is because God made it happen. That you, you know, I have a sister, I have a wonderful sister. My sister has got a condition that is called, my younger sister, cerebral palsy. And some people may know what that is. Okay, she can eat, she can function, she can talk, but she's doing that about 20 something years behind her age. So she's about 30, but she's still reading with you like a 5-year-old child. And you know, when I was going to get comfort, after I've tried many things, I went to the scriptures not too long ago, and I saw the Bible, God telling Moses, he said, what do you mean that you cannot speak? The deaf and the blind, the mute, and the whole thing, I made them. They are not accidents of birth. I made them. You think they are accidents because you are imperfect. I that made them know that they are perfect in their blindness. They are perfect in their deafness. They are perfect in their meekness. Can there be miracles that will happen to change it? Yes, if I desire that that is what will happen. Nobody else can rule in that space. It's not God. Listen, with respect to finances, you must also know that God depends on you. When he gives you money, he gives you money for a purpose. Many of us assume Abraham was blessed because of himself. It is never because of you. Look at your neighbor and say, it's never because of you. Okay, I know it sounds a little different, but that is the word today. It is never because of you. The Bible says he called out Abraham and he told him, I will bless you. But before he says he will bless him, he says, I will make you a blessing unto the nations. He that blesses you will be blessed. He that curses you will be cursed. Why? Because I have got you to become a blessing. And who is the blessing that God was saying he will bless Abraham with? Who? Who? Okay, this is a little, sorry, my own classes are usually interactive. This is a little Bible class in church. Who is the blessing? I've already given you the clue. Because many times, when we say Abraham's blessings are mine, We assume it is because we will have 318 servants. And we assume that it is because we have houses, and we have land, and we have the city of Israel, and we have kings from our bosom. No! The basic blessing, just one, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I will make you a blessing. It says there's someone that will come from you. That person is the one I have prepared from the beginning. That person is the one that will come and save the world and reconcile them to myself. That is why you will be the source. And that's all. That's the major thing. As long as you have Jesus Christ, then you can anchor on the blessings of Abraham. Dependability. Job chapter 1 verse 8. If you open it, you'll see. The Bible says God was gathered with some people and he looked at the devil. He says, have you considered my servant Job? Hello? Are there people like that God can say today? With respect to money. Because if I say with respect to coming early to church, we may find a few. If I say with respect to attending workers' meeting, we may find a few. But with respect to money, can there gather some people currently in heaven and God will tell the devil? Who knows how to ensure that the loss of money or the love of money is what people are running after? Can you say, have you considered my servant Joker? Or have you considered my servant Isaac? In this case, we go to redeem Christian Church of God branch. With respect to money, he excuses all evil. He is not bothered. Money does not move him. Can you say that about you? Can you say that about you? You want to be able to answer that question. If you can't, then you want to ask yourself, are you dependable? The Bible says, Genesis 18, God said, I must share this thing with Abraham. Listen, the reason why some of us don't get some of the secrets we need even to do business and to go business, because I do consulting for businesses as well, is because God does not depend on us. He says, I must share this secret with Abraham because of one thing alone. Because I know that he will command his children after me. Because I'm sure about that, then I'll tell him the secret. What was the secret? The secret was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham eventually intervened and you know the story. Another ability, creditability. It is called credibility. Creditability. What do I like to call it? My definition of it is the ability to get credit. And what is the ability to get credit? The ability to get credit is the ability to have shown faithfulness as the first test. What is faithfulness? In church now, people don't like borrowing each other money. Sorry, they don't like lending each other. In fact, once you want to do a business, and boy is involved, you say, I'm not doing it again. No, it's my brother. He's my brother, no doubt. Still my brother. Say, bro, we will still meet at the prayer meeting. We'll pray. But business, it will cost quite. Why? Because the last time, bro quickly ran to him and said, I have a small challenge. Just give me 5,000. I'll give you next Sunday. That next Sunday has become like the day of the Lord. We are still waiting for it. And bro has decided to forgive the other bro that, let him go with it. But business, I won't do with him. There's what is called credibility. It is creditability. Why? God took his money and gave it to the servants. Is that not what we read in Matthew chapter 5? He said he gave it to them. He is saying, I have given you something. I am expecting you to give it back, to bring it back to me with interest. Of course, if you write it down, you see. I'm expecting you to bring it back to me with interest. That the money that you get from doing the things you do is not supposed to be completely eaten up by yourself alone. Why? That is not how the kingdom of heaven works. If you saw it when we started, it says the kingdom of heaven works like this. This is real financing. What do I mean? Some people cannot get more money because they have not been faithful in the last money they got. Money is like a bank, and sometimes it's emotional. There's what we call an emotional bank account. You draw it until it eventually hits red. When it hits red, nothing will happen again. And let me be very honest with you. Some of us are like that. Let me show you a few credible people in the Bible. One day, some lady was bowling and crying. Baba, help me. Just give me. I don't need money problems. I just need a child. If you give me the child, I'll give him to you. And the Bible says, according to the scriptures, that when he was 8, when the guy was 8 years old, She gave him back to the Lord. She gave him back. You know what happened? God gave her. She gave him back. You know what God did? He extended her more credit. The Bible says that she had 3 more sons and 2 more daughters. You know the problem? The problem is you come here and you pray and pray and pray and pray, and after the breakthrough, when the money comes, they will begin to do mathematics. After all, God does not spend money. He doesn't eat the cocoa. He doesn't eat the bar. It is only praise. So I will praise him more. What about the thing you told him you would do before he sent you credit? So I know it is easy to say, that brother is like that. If you give him money, he will return. Sir, you go. The one that God has given you, what you said you will do to receive the credit, have you done it back? Are you credible? Alright? I'm talking about it from 2 dimensions, because there's the kingdom dimension and there's life. Listen, sir, I went to a particular country. I was one of my business partners. We went to South Africa. And we had done so much business there. We had loaded the account with a lot of money. So we went to the bank. We said we wanted to take credit. Sorry, not the bank. I wanted to collect a phone. A contract phone. And in those places, if you want to collect a contract phone, the phone comes free. You only pay per month. And some of us are familiar with it. So they told me to bring our results. Sorry, our statement of account. 6 months. We bought the statement of account. Loaded. Yeah. He said, no, sorry, we can't give you. He said, why? He said, there's no proof of credibility. He said, what do you mean? You're insulting me. So we took the statement. We took it to another one. Another phone company. Said, I need a contract line. I said, I didn't even buy the phone. Straight. He said, no. The contract line, you must pay monthly. So, okay, this is my statement of results. He said, you don't have credibility. We went to the third one. When we got to the third one, he said, please. Please, don't tell us we don't have credibility. We know we don't have credibility, but give us this line. He said, they are sorry. They can't give us because we don't have credibility. What was credibility? They said, in this country, you have never borrowed money and returned it. So you have never been tested. We don't care that you have money in your account, but that you have never borrowed and returned shows that you have not been tested, and as a result, you have no credibility. So no one said, where can we borrow money? Where can we borrow? We want to show, we will return it tomorrow. Because money was there, but we couldn't do it. And that is a system of the world that many of us don't learn. The banks don't give loans. What about the ones that they write in their statement that they are loans? Who did they give? People who have collected 50,000 naira, they return it. They extend 100,000 naira to them. They collect 100,000 naira, they return it. They extend 150. They collect 150, they return it. Of course, the bank is happy because there's interest. And then it continues. They collect it, they return it. And I know people who currently have credit lines. I know someone who has a personal credit line of 3 billion naira. You know what the credit line? The bank is saying, you can come and collect as much as 3 billion naira. He started his business with 10 naira. So that you don't think I'm talking about Dangote. He's not. You don't even know him. I'm personal. But he's been able to show in the history with the bank that he's an extremely credible client. Sir, start with your neighbor first. Tell your neighbor, be credible. Be credible. You know, there was one, and some people think, never borrow. Please, never borrow. Only lend. But only borrow for business. When you borrow for business, it's not called borrowing, it's called leverage. You understand? When you borrow for business, some people, you don't understand. Should I show you a business? There was one lady, she was broke, very broke in the Bible, so she came to meet Jesus. Jesus understood everything perfectly, because he's the kingdom. And he said, listen, this is what you do. Borrow vessels, not a few. So she goes and she borrows vessels. Did he give her money? No. He says, that oil that is in your house, pour it in the vessels. Of course, that's another case. We don't want to start from that. It's a message called starting what you have. That you have enough. You just don't know how to multiply. God give you the insight to multiply. By the time she has finished filling it, do you know what Jesus said? He didn't say go and be drinking the oil. Or go and be. He says go and sell it. Get money from it. Pay for what you have and keep the rest for yourself. He's saying one thing is important. Every time you exchange funds, know that every time you have an opportunity to borrow or to take money, ensure you are credible. Credibility is important. If you don't have the money, go and get it. There are some people who work in places where banks are willing to give you cash already. I will tell them, why can't you build your future forward by paying it back? Because I do that training for multinationals. After this opportunity, we can see later and we can learn about it. But that story I spoke about leads me to credibility. Listen, the Bible says immediately in Matthew 25, verse 20. He says, so he who has received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents. What did he do? How did he gain 5 more talents? Look at it. In verse 15. He says, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Tell your neighbor tradability. Tell them, sell something. Sell something. All of us must sell something. You are either selling goods, or you are selling services, or you are selling your skills, or you are selling your intelligence, or you are selling your intellect. You must be able to exchange something you have for money. Sell something. The guy who got the talent, he didn't take the talent home, kneel down and begin to pray on it. Father, I have received talent from heaven. Multiply in Jesus' name. Ayaka, yaka, yaka. No! Some of us, the time we spend doing that is the time we should be spending trading. And I like the way the Bible put it. The Bible says, after a long time, who says that you must make the billion naira immediately? All of us want instant. Is it now? Faith is. Some people have changed. They say faith is now. That now. Baba now. Where is that? That doesn't show there. He says, after a long time. You know what is interesting? The guy with 5 talents, he may have gone to the market. In the first year of trading, he may have lost maybe 4 of them. But he continued. By the second year, maybe gained back. Up to the point where, by the time the master was going to show up, he had gained 5 other talents. Trade. Sell something. Some of you, somebody's always saying, so where did you get that thing? It's very nice. Your tie is very nice. Your suit very nice. And you know, people are always asking you. Tell them, don't worry, I can get it for you. Alright? And you can trade anything. Listen, sell something. If you're working, sell yourself a lot more. I don't mean on the street. I mean with respect to the... So when I was working, the first thing I learned, I was told that every time you go for a meeting and you're completely quiet, in the meeting, it is assumed that you are stupid. I said, hey. I thought it was humility. Because I used to be quiet. So from there, every time I go for a meeting with my boss, before I go, I'll have research what I want to do. Research! Get a point. So what I'm talking about, can I just say something? So when I bring in that angle, you know, after the meeting, we'll be like, Bufaya, that was fantastic. Where did you get that? I said, don't worry, sir. I'm just learning. You know, what has happened? Somebody else, I will meet somebody at that meeting some other day. And you say, can you do this thing for me? You remember we were at this meeting. Ordinarily, I'll have been keeping quiet. But because I've made myself sellable, then I can go get the things done. So listen, sometimes in the body of Christ, some of us are a bit lazy. I tell somebody to read Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Those are the perfect books of the Bible. You know why? Sir, you know why, sir? There was no sin. There was no sin yet. And the only commandment that I remember in that time was walk. They said walk. The Bible says, and God put Adam in the garden to do what? To do what? To tend. In some other versions, he said to work it. All of us, the only understanding we know about the Garden of Eden was it was beautiful and it was lush. Sir, somebody had to work it. The reason why a lot of us want to go to America, want to go to Dubai, want to go to some other places is because some people watched it. It has become the Garden of Eden. Anybody can recreate it as it were. If man walks it, if man never fell and man never sinned, man will walk. Let nobody feel, God walked and rested one day. We thought it was over. Jesus came and says, I walk still. And my father walked. Then I look and I say, okay, this rest that we're talking about is not the absence of work. It's the presence of God. When he says we will live and we'll go and rest, it's not the absence of work, sir. Otherwise, will you be resting if they give you 10 cities? They said they gave you 10 cities. Some of us, while looking for the cities we will take in the millennium, can you be sleeping and be running over 10 cities or 100 cities? It's work. There's room for work. It is legitimate. It is righteous. Paul said, remember my conduct in the midst of you, how I learned to work with my own hands. Don't allow anybody to preload. Work, trade something, sell something. If you can't do it offline, do it online. Sell something. Make you be sure there are so many opportunities. People keep saying this and I keep saying it every day. If you stay in an area and you just moved in there, there are a lot of baby boomers, people giving birth, start a crash. Do something. Alright? Sell. And then I'll talk about risk ability. I know I need to end now, but let me give it all to you. Look at risk ability. Take it from verse 28. He says, listen, message version. Take the 1,000 and give it to the one who risks the most. You know one of the things I learned from that? I told you God does not like to waste. You know, after the guy complained, God did not say, hey, don't be going with the talent. Hey, don't be going, you're unprofitable servant. He said, hey, bros, collect that one. Now, just collect the money first. Before I deal with this guy, collect the money. Give it to that other guy. So that guy can make what? More profit from it. So, what's the guy want? You just want the blessing. Yeah, okay, go and be spending. There's too much blessing in heaven. So be spending it. There's nothing like that. God does not waste his resources. He collected it and said, that guy will waste his time. Let me give the guy who can multiply it. Give it to the guy who can multiply. Then go and deal with him. You cannot go and deal with him with my money. You know what I learned? Whenever you do a business, even if interest or profit doesn't return, capital must return. Tell your neighbor, capital must return. If you see a business you want to do and you cannot see how capital will return by protection, step out of it. If you cannot see how your capital will be guaranteed, step out of it. Capital must return. God collected his money back. What's that? Collect the money ahead and deal with him in outer darkness. But collect the money first. Alright? He says, the master was furious. It is a terrible way to live. Listen. He says, get rid of this place, safe. Who won't go out on a limb? Take the 1,000, just take the 1,000 and give it to the one who risks the most. If you use my version, who risks the most? What is your risk ability? Take a risk. Take a risk. Some of us are too comfortable. Take a risk. I don't like to talk. Talk. I don't know how to sell. Learn it. I don't know how to trade. Learn it. Do it. If you ever know anything about the kingdom, you will know that your inability is not an excuse. It is not. At any point in time, you must get in. And let me tell you, some of us don't understand. All of us have no excuse anymore. If Moses, he cannot speak, eventually did everything he did, those people who cannot speak don't have excuse. If Rahab, eventually by faith, became the great mother of the Lord Jesus, those people who their lifestyles are bad don't have excuse. There's no excuse anywhere. None. Blind Bartimaeus for shouting. If you cannot use your eye, use your mouth. If you cannot use your mouth, use your ear. Use the thing that you have because he has given you talent according to your ability. Listen. Okay? There are so many things there. Cast your bread upon the waters and get it. He's talking about risk. And then we'll talk about profitability. Profitability. Ensure you make profit. It's important. It is very, very important. I know I tell people, the Bible says in all labor there is profit. If you look at this properly, it says, enter into the joy of your master. You know what it says? In another verse, it says, come and be my partner.
because you were profitable. Always look for the profit. It is important in business or anything. Look, let me tell you the problem many people have. If you do what we'll look at now, the last one is accountability. Many people's lives are losses consistently. And I'll quickly explain it to you when we get there. You must ensure that it's profitable. I'll explain it here. Final one is accountability. Here we'll open up what you do with your finances. Look at financial intelligence. This is where we'll open it. Verse 19 says, after a long absence, the master of those three servants came back and settled up with them. If you look at the version, New King James, it says, and settled accounts with them. Ask your neighbor, have you settled your account? It's called accountability. Have you settled your account? Let me tell you one interesting thing. All of us have income and expense. All of us have income and all of us have expense. Listen, if your expense is more than your income, you are not profitable. Let's do a honest, thank God we're in the house of God. And there was a strong worship and prayer session just before I came up. So let me see those who will be faithful. If you know that your personal expense is more than your income as you sit, please raise up your hand. Just don't raise it up, just splash it. Good, I see. God bless you. For those who are sincere, for those who are not sincere, God have mercy on you in Jesus' name. You know why? Some of us don't even know because you have never done it. And I tell people, if you do not know where you are, you can never get to where you need to be. You can never get to where you need to be if you don't know where you are. Oh, really? Very good. If you don't know where you are, you can never get to where you need to be. First thing you need to do, start the math, when you get home, write down all your expenses. DSTV, fuel, what else? Recharge card, gas, electricity, police, making of hair, in-laws and outlaws, they are expenses. When you write everything down, one column, go to the other column, write your income, expenses income per month. Listen, if you take out your expense from your income and it's positive, good, we can talk from there. If you take it out and it balances, good, you are break even. If you take it out and it's negative, then we need to talk. Why? Because what you are doing is, let me tell you what you are doing. You are borrowing from your future to service your present. When you get to that future, there will be nothing in the bank. So what is happening is, because salary is coming every time, you are turning it over, you are rolling it, you are turning it over, you are turning it over. But action will stop one day based on health or strength or age. And that day, the teaching will come to roost. Listen, the way to ensure that never happens is to start planning from now. And that's what financial intelligence is about. Financial intelligence is saying, I do balance sheet for my company as an accountant. What is my own personal balance sheet? What is my own personal balance sheet? If I stand down like now, you know, some people say if they kidnap some people, if they ask you, what are you worth? Anybody can do that. I remember one brother in church. He was a wealthy brother. Well, he had a very good job. He was working with an oil company. And one of his friends has been saying, Oga, write your will, write your will, write your will. Because writing your will is a good way to know where you are financially. He said, no, I'm still young, I won't die. I mean, 120 years has been appointed to man. 70 is the number of man, but by reason of strength is the numeracy. You guys, we know the same scriptures. Write your will first. Eventually, he gets him to sit down and write his will. And 10 minutes into it, he bursts into tears. He says, but what's happening? And he's weeping uncontrollably. He said, what's happening? He's just weeping. He says, I've just discovered that I've been sitting here for 10 minutes. I cannot write anything that I will hand over to my wife and children that they will not need to sell after I'm dead. Because all the things I've bought are useless completely. There are three brand new cars. which can never run except to put petrol. There is very big TVs and all that at home. There are so many things that I need electricity. All of them, I have left them no assets. He has not even, he was so young. He saw quickly how the only thing they had was a passport that was full of visa and travel stamps. They have been living everything in their life, in the US and in the UK. And he was weeping. After then, he told him, he said, thank you for this exercise. It is going to change. And everything changed. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is up. We're in question time. So allow you to ask the questions. In asking the questions, we may eventually get to some of the other things. But this is one thing I want to tell you. Nothing has been given you that has not been given you by God. Like these guys, God is expecting that he will bring it back with interest. He is not expecting that he will bless something in you and then something will multiply. He will go and work the one he has given you and he will bring it back with interest. And then you will enter into his joy. I think there's another microphone. Please, if you have any questions, so that we end on this. If you have any questions.
Three questions. I have a question. Let me give you a number. There will be no room for questions to please questions because of our time. You have a question.
Any questions?
Put down financial intelligence. Yes, I can see that is hand number one.
Usually after the first hand, then
yes.
All the other hands.
Two at the minister session.
After the first question, then there is an avalanche.
Okay. You really want to see him after the privilege if you hear. Two questions. Can I close the curtain? Yes, sir. Okay, that is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank the young father just now. Then I have been traveling for long. I have used part of my life in Europe.
Yes, sir.
But what is wrong in Nigeria when you talk about Chile having nine talents? It's 5 talents divided by 5, 3, 1. Yeah? Then, that good man that I mean led to another country. If you look at that good man, just to trust, I mean, the servant. But when you give, I mean, you know that Nigeria is blessed. But I'm telling you that no blessed is people. You understand? We are blessed. I mean, we have the trust. But when you give something to the people, you hear another story. Either it's not it. That is why you cannot see the blessing financially in Nigeria. That is why you see poverty everywhere. Second, if you go to Europe.
No, I didn't get the first question, sir.
You can answer it.
But I didn't hear the question. I know you were making an assertion. That there are some people of the world and they are we in Nigeria. So.
Oh,
what's the
okay.
question?
I mean, the question is that, I mean, the only thing, why is it that Nigeria is not faithful, I mean, to handle the resources?
Okay. I think that's a good question. Why Nigeria is not faithful to handle resources?
Yeah,
I can't really answer. But let me tell you this. There are two things that are important here. One is resources have been given to your hands by God. He expects that you follow the principles to multiply. Whether you are in Nigeria, you are in America, you are in Timbuktu, Casablanca, it doesn't really matter. As far as God is concerned, when he puts resources into your hands, with the simple principle, he expects you to multiply. And I will tell you, sir, in the country that we can rub on the ground and mess up. It's when many of us seated here are thriving. Many of us seated here are thriving. And for as many people as are not dependable, which I agree, there are also people that are, you know, I like when there are people that are not dependable. Somebody came to my office on Friday. He said, sir, there's this business, I need more money. I said, we're not going to give you money. I sat down with my partner and said, we're not going to give you money. He says, this is really not the money I came for. I'm trying to get the money from somewhere, but I need you to be on this business with me. He said, why? Why do you need us? He said, because I've met you before and listened to you. You guys are dependable. You are not money is not what you are, there's something else you are looking for in this life. I don't know it, but I like that thing to be in my business. So ones that are not dependable, we make the opportunity for people like us in the church, if we are really dependable, to take the opportunity. So I don't think it's a disadvantage. I think it's an advantage.
Now, another thing is that, I mean, if you look at the investors, yeah, most of them are illiterate. But when they are a PAB holder that will bring their dream up. The other stuff, if you look at the Ferrari, look at all this Moda, this thing, you see that most of them are illiterate. But when you hand over something to maybe somebody that is learning in Nigeria, before you come, you see the story. You understand? They don't want the development. They want the airport to be full. That is the problem. That is why you see in Europe, when you can invest with somebody,
what's the question,
and
sir?
You sleep, then you sleep. But what? Here, when you invest with somebody, then you have to wake up.
Okay. All right. Hello. Hello. Maybe we should take the other questions and then I'll answer them. Why is it that in Nigeria you must open your eyes when you invest? You can't go to sleep.
Thank you very much, sir. Point number two, credibility. We're told in the scripture, Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It says, owe no man anything except love. And we've had a couple of teaching presentations here that for a believer it's not too advisable for us to borrow. But where there was an emphasis that dwell on what you have. So I'm talking about credit. You mentioned that it is good for us to take credit or to borrow for some certain things like business. So, reconciling that with this scripture that owe no man anything except love. And for instance, some people, they borrow, just as you said, they are unwilling to pay back. So, how do we reconcile these differences?
Okay. Borrowing. Alright, is that it? Okay, good. The first one is, sir, we live in a critical space. And I agree. You need to invest and open your eyes. You need to do due diligence. You need to stand by the money. You need to ensure that capital must return. When I do business as a Christian, I do it with a firm word. I do it with agreement. I do it with the legal backing. I do it with everything that is necessary. For one simple reason, I tell whoever I'm going into business with that this money is not my money. This money is God's money. And I will do everything possible to ensure that I get this money back. Because it's not my money and I must give account of it. It's called accountability. When you do that, if you need to open your eye, then you open your eye. Then you will stay there and you will ensure it works. And if you listen to him, he says the least you could have done is to have put my money in the bank. And guess what we call fixed deposit returns, which is not a lot, but which is more than sitting down and doing nothing with the money, because the money begins to lose value right from when it's given to you. So we will say, that's what the guy was saying. He said, Lord, how can you give me money in Nigeria? You're a wicked man. You know that in this Nigeria, if I invest the money, it will not come out. You know that my workers are planning to steal the money. You now give me money in Nigeria and say, you should be well with me. I should go and multiply. You yourself, you're wicked. That was exactly what the guy that gave one talent was saying. Meanwhile, the guy that had five talents, they were running. They had more to lose, but they were not interested in it. If you remember what we read, he says, if you risk it, then you are likely to get it back. But if you see the play safe, no, let the money not be lost. Let me keep it here. Nothing will happen. God will judge you for that. So we're not saying go and take any risk. Ensure that you look at it. You don't want to lose. You heard it, but you go out there and try and say, I know it's a bit tough, but it must still be done because a lot of us are thriving from even the system that looks bad. Then, sir, borrowing is a touchy topic in the church. The reason is simple. You are not allowed to borrow for personal needs. It is not allowed. The reason is You are trying to live without contentment. In Timothy, Paul was writing to him and saying, but godliness with contentment is great gain. He says, for the love of money has become the root of evil, because many people have run after it. So what is influencing borrowing? Is what? Is greed, covetousness. Somewhere in the Bible says, the borrower will be servant continually to the lender. Do you understand? However, when it comes to business borrowing, it is called credit. It is called leverage. Leverage means I can see that my business can pay back this and beyond. Since I can see that, what I go and get is I go and get leverage. I get three people. It just is monetized. It's like saying I get three extra people to come and help me move the business. But in monetization, it's saying I go and get a little more money, put into the business, allow it to go, and I return. And and that's why the Bible is balanced. There's also, they say if you take con out of text, if you take, you know, there's one context. If you take the text out of it, out of the context, what happens? All that is left is a con. It means you're about to deceive people. So if you look at the text in which the context in which the text was written, you will find out that a woman came. It's not before the miracle. She was broke. She said, not only have, listen, what caused the problem? Everybody remember the story. It was borrowing. Her husband had borrowed before he died and used the two sons as collateral. Now the guy was dead. And she says, the creditors are coming for my two sons. Help me. And Jesus, what did Jesus say to her? He said what? Go and do what? He said, what do you have? So the first thing somebody says, they said he borrow, go and borrow. But no, he said, what do you have? She says what? He says, I have a jar of oil. That's all that's left. And he says, okay, good. You have capital, I can see. It's a jar of oil. That's all I need. Go and borrow. She could have said, he's borrowing that brought us to this place, Lord. He said, we should go and borrow it. He said, that borrowing, you people spent it on your personal needs. I don't know what your husband was doing with it. He says, but now go and borrow for this purpose. And she went and she borrowed vessels. And he told her what to do with it. Sell it. Pay back what you owe. He didn't say begin to leave the, God has delivered me, they cancel the debt. Like they do for some dubious big men in this country. It's dubious. It is wrong. It is criminal. Because it's people's money. However, he says, pay back what you owe and live on the rest. So the reason for borrowing can be for leverage in business. And when you need, there's something we advise, you know. When you need 5,000 naira, you don't borrow 50,000 naira. That's the problem. And then you borrow 50,000 naira, then you change your suit. You are changing your suit on borrowed money. Or you change your shoe. You say, bro, God is about to do it. I can see it. This is just the beginning. And the brother that borrowed you the money, sitting at one angle in church, he say, even my own suit first, never sharp with this one. He said, bro, it means the business was doing well. He said, don't worry, God is in control. God is in control. He has used it. That's the problem. So every time you see that, is ensure you don't borrow. And finally, let me say this. What we are going towards, the Bible says, Jesus tells us to be my last point. It's called partnership, financial freedom. He says, the master says, come into the joy of your Lord. In the version message, he says, come and be my partner. You know why? Why? He says, come and do the same things I was able to do. I was able to give somebody money, and say, guys, go and multiply. He's trying to say, get into the space where the way you increase your income is not by your personal effort anymore. You have given it into a system that has the capacity to increase your income for you. Such that all you do is when you come back, you say, hey, this, how much have you made? This investment, how much have you made? This investment, how much have you made? This investment, how much have you made? That's what it says. That's where we should all get to. So when you are being prudent with your finances, you can find out how much you are earning. And listen, if how much you are spending is more than how much you are earning, reduce how much you are spending. Or increase how much you are earning. It is not allowed. The reason is because, like I said, you are living wrongly. You are living below what you should live for. The Bible says something. Righteous man, he will leave an inheritance. For who? One of the problems most of us have is, God bless you, madam, if we want to leave the inheritance for our children. If you think about leaving inheritance for your children, there are things you will do, you are doing now, you won't do. There are some goods that you are buying, you won't buy. There are some clothes that you are buying, you won't buy. But because you feel, I will leave the house for my children. But when you look at your children, you find out that you may have 2 kids, but your grandchildren may be 10 or 20. You will know how to live in such a way as to be able to leave an inheritance for them. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. If you're happy to be in church today, shout hallelujah. So for the sake of those who have their email with us, we guarantee that we will send you the slides for today. Let's quickly rise up and stretch our hands to the man of God, that the Lord will anoint him the more, the Lord will help him, the Lord will back him up in his ministry. He will not fall, he will not fail, he will not disappoint ever, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. And so our Father and our Lord, we thank you for your words which we have heard today. We pray that the ability to be able to make the word into manifestation in our lives you will give unto us in Jesus' name. We thank you for your Son that you have used to bless us. We pray, my Lord and my Savior, that we increase his credibility in life. It shall be well with him. It shall be well with his business. It shall be well with his ministry. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is offering time, blessing time. We want to give our offering to the Lord. And we also give our tithe to the Almighty God. And we are going to sing rejoicing as the choir will lead us. One of the things that I learned in the process of the message is that we have to be credible. And one of the ways we can be credible is to give our offering and our tithe to the Almighty God. The Lord has given you, you also give him, and he will give you more. And Malachi 3 says, with a man of God, the Lord has given you, he expects you to pay your tithe out of what he has given you.